The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, welcome to In Between Semesters. I'm DJ Wei, and this is where we talk about the in-between phases of growing up, when you're excited, overwhelmed, unsure, and still figuring things out at the same time. Hi, guys. Today's episode is about a feeling that really everyone experiences, no matter your age, whether you're young, old, or even just in the middle. I think everyone experiences it, and it is outgrowing something and not losing it suddenly, and not something ending dramatically, but slowly realizing something that used to feel like a huge part of you just doesn't feel the same anymore. And that feeling can be really confusing because nothing necessarily went wrong. There's no clear reason, but you can feel it, that disconnect, that shift. And instead of clarity, you feel a mix of guilt or confusion, and honestly, sometimes a little bit of grief. So today I want to go deeper into that and what it actually feels like to outgrow something, how to tell the difference between burnout and real change, why it can feel so uncomfortable emotionally, and how to give yourself permission to evolve, even when it means letting go of something that once felt like a part of you. The first thing I want to talk about is kind of the subtle shift. Outgrowing something rarely happens all at once. It's not like you wake up one day and suddenly everything is different and you dislike something. It's subtle, and it starts as a feeling. Maybe something that used to excite you doesn't anymore. Maybe something that used to feel natural starts to feel forced. Or maybe you notice yourself pulling away, even if you don't fully understand why. And at first, you question yourself. You might think, why am I feeling like this? Am I just tired? Do I need to try harder? Because it's uncomfortable to admit that something that once meant so much to you might not fit anymore, especially when that one thing was part of your identity in a way. When it's something you've invested time, energy, and emotion into, letting go of that isn't just about the thing itself, it's about letting go of the person that you existed within it. So that's how I kind of wanted to shift and talk about burnout versus emotional detachment. And this is where it gets really important to be honest with yourself, because burnout and outgrowing can look similar from the surface, but internally they can feel very different. Burnout feels like exhaustion. You still care, but you're drained, and there's frustration, maybe even pressure. But underneath all of that, there's still a connection to something. If you step away, rest, or reset, there's a chance that the spark comes back. Outgrowing something feels more subtle. It's less emotional, more distant. It's not frustration, and it's not even necessarily sadness at first. It just is a lack of that connection. And you can try to force yourself back into it, but it feels unnatural. Like you're trying to step back into a version of your life that doesn't fit the same way anymore. And I think the hardest part is that outgrowing doesn't give you a clear why. It just gives you a feeling, and you have to decide whether you trust that feeling or ignore it. And that's where we go into talking about that identity shift. One of the deeper layers of outgrowing something is that it often comes with an identity shift. You're not just letting go of a thing, you're letting go of someone you once were. And it's a version of you that thrived in that environment, found purpose in that one thing, felt aligned with that lifestyle. And when that starts to change, it can feel disorienting in a way, because if you're not that person anymore, then who are you? And that question doesn't always have an immediate answer. You kind of exist in an in-between space where you're no longer fully connected to who you were, but you haven't fully stepped into who you're becoming yet. And that space can feel uncomfortable and weird because there's no label for it and there's no clear direction. And now we're going to be talking about outgrowing people and the emotional complexity of it. Outgrowing people is one of the most emotionally complex parts of this experience, because unlike a hobby or a goal, people have history and they have meaning and they have memories attached to them. And sometimes you don't outgrow people because of conflict. Sometimes you outgrow them because your internal world changes and your priorities shift and your mindset evolves and your energy changes. So suddenly the connection that once felt easy starts to feel different. And not wrong, just not as aligned as it once was. And that can bring up a lot of emotions, maybe even guilt, because you still care about them, or confusion, because like I said, a conflict might not have happened, or maybe even sadness, because you know something is changing, even if you don't fully comprehend what it is. And I think this is where emotional intelligence really comes in, and understanding that you can appreciate someone, value the connection that you had, and still recognize that you're no longer growing in that same direction, and that both things can be true at the same time. So now that we talked about outgrowing people, now we're going to be talking about outgrowing environments. And sometimes a place and a routine and an environment that once felt comfortable can start to feel really limiting. And that feeling can be really hard to comprehend or even explain to other people, because from the outside, everything might look fine and easy, but on the inside, you feel restless in a way, like you've learned everything you were supposed to learn from that space. You're ready for something more, even if you don't know exactly what that more looks like yet. And I think that's important. You don't have to have a fully planned next step to recognize that something no longer fits or aligns with you anymore. So now that we covered how we can outgrow people, places, or things, I wanted to touch on the grief feeling no one really talks about when you're outgrowing something. And not in a dramatic way, but more of the emotional way. You're letting go of familiarity, comfort, identity, or even history. And even if it's the right thing to do, it can still feel sad. You can miss something and still know it's not right for you anymore. You can look back at a version of your life and appreciate it while also knowing you've moved past it. And I think allowing yourself to feel that is important, and not rushing the process or forcing yourself to just move on, but actually acknowledging that growth comes with loss sometimes. And growth also requires release. And I think this is the part that ties everything together. You can't fully step into a new version of your life if you're holding on to things that no longer align with you. And that doesn't mean cutting everything off dramatically. It can be gradual, and it can just be choosing differently. Choosing new environments, new habits, new priorities, and slowly your life starts to reflect that version of you that you're becoming. So how to navigate outgrowing something? If you're in this phase right now, here are a few things I would tell you, and honestly things I remind myself of too when I feel that I'm outgrowing something. So pay attention to patterns, not moments. Everyone has off days. Everyone can feel disconnected sometimes, but if that feeling is consistent, if something repeatedly doesn't feel right, that's worth listening to. And that might be a sign or yourself telling you that it's not just a moment. Number two, you don't need a dramatic reason to move on. Something doesn't have to be bad for it to no longer be right for you. Outgrowing is reason enough. Let yourself feel both gratitude and distance. You can appreciate what something gave you without forcing yourself to stay connected to it. Stop trying to force alignment. If something feels unnatural, there's usually a reason behind it, and there's a reason you feel that way. You don't need to convince yourself to stay where you don't feel connected anymore. Accept the in-between phase. You might not know what's next yet, and that's okay. I like to remind myself that clarity often comes after you let go of something, not before. And lastly, trust that outgrowing is part of becoming. Every version of you serves a purpose, but not every version is meant to stay the same or last forever. To end today's episode, I just wanted to remind you that outgrowing something doesn't mean you're ungrateful. It doesn't mean you're inconsistent or that you're lost. It means you're paying attention to yourself and you're allowing yourself to evolve. And that's not something to ignore. It's something to respect, because the other rendition of yourself that you're becoming won't always fit into the life you used to have. And that's growth. Thank you so much for listening to In Between Semesters. I'm really glad you're here navigating these in-between phases with me. I'll see you in the next episode.